Yeah.
Riff City.
Yeah. Fuck it, old man. Go to an old man's house and kiss him on the lips.
Whoa.
Because you're fully vaxxed. What, dude? You cut me off?
Man, I was like, what's that about?
That is the lyrics to the song, brother. You
That's
haven't
the
listened.
Lyrics to the Riff City song?
Yeah, go to an old man's house and kiss him on his lips because you're fully vaxxed. Yes, that is. And it always has been.
I guess I haven't really listened to it.
Yeah, it's like 7 minutes into the theme song.
Ooh, all right.
You ain't got that far. Oh, shit.
Well, I bet you people been jonesing for this.
Skitty-bop-bop. Skitty-bop-bop. Make that fucking saxophone
roll. Zip, zap, zip.
Oh.
Zip, zap, zip. Zip.
What the fuck kind of bug is that, dude? Oh, great.
Beep, pop. Zip, zap.
Zip, zow. Man, I got a fucking Mothra in here, dude. This bug's as big as a sparrow.
You got a big bug in there?
He's not that big, but he's coming right for me. I'm going to let him live.
Sky.
You know what, man? I hate to kill a bug in the house, dude.
Yeah, it's bad form. Unless it's a spider, then you got to get that thing out.
No, dude. If it's a spider, if it's one of them thousand leg Johnnies, it's getting the sandal death.
I mean, I usually will take a shoe and then like throw it at the thing or fucking
lob it. Yeah, man. If I got like. And you know what else? Will get fucking yorked out of the sky from this world. And I always feel bad, and I say I'm sorry when I do it. I'm like very fucking old school about it. But I'll pull the slide off, like a mother yelling at her child, and I will swing the house shoe at a house fly. Man, a house fly will get swatted, dude. Mm. Sorry, it has to go.
Mm.
They seem dirty to me.
Yeah, I mean a house fly. It's just. You don't want it. Once it lands on your food, you're like, do I even eat this?
No, you've got to throw away a whole cake.
Yeah, you could throw away. Lands on your juicy burger. You're like, yeah.
Damn, now it's like cow and fly meat, dude.
Angus steak. Smoked over fire for at least 13 hours.
This sounds like Game of Thrones.
Tender corned beef. Curly fries. Arby's. We have the meat.
Oh, shit.
What?
Marinated 100%.
I'm telling you, if they put this in a movie where, like,
we have the meat.
Like, dudes are fucking rolling hard into a place, like, they're about to fuck some people up.
Look at this bacon. Seems like something you've enjoyed before.
Dude, I'd be fucking psyched.
Also, like, The Rock Statham.
Dude, if I was a pro wrestler, this would be my walkout music.
These are the meats as meats are meant to be.
Epic.
These are the meats as the way they're meant.
The meats.
Woo! I feel like I'm at fucking Coachella, bro.
I know a couple weeks ago I tweeted EJ Arby's to you and you were like, what? But I was just in the zone. I was in the Arby's verse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
EJ Arby's in the multiverse of Arbyverse.
Man, and my Google, because of this podcast, has to look fucking insane. It's like 1 week it'll be like whatever book you said. And then it'll be like Ronald McDonald characters. Like, and then I'm like, oh, how can I make this guy look like a beef and cheddar salesman? You know what I mean?
Well, I was thinking that he looks
because Arby's clown.
He doesn't look like a clown. I think he looks more like the character from There Will Be Blood.
See, okay, I'm kind of with you, but I thought more hobo clown. You know, with the whiskers, the train clown, the clown that rode the trains, the rails. He was riding the rails. He's sticking Bindle. He's got o'clock shadow and the red nose, but the Arby's hat.
I was thinking more that he wasn't a clown at all, and his name was E.J. Arby's, a roast beef salesman. And his universe, Arby's is the number one
fast food. Right.
And then there's Grommas.
Grommas. Yeah, he's a big fat loaf of meat.
He's a big fat loaf of meat. And then he's
a Jamomo shake.
And then there's the beef burglar, orange jumpsuit, what? And then the curly fry guys. And then there's the Arby's babes, and then those are just like hot babes, and they're eating roast beef, and then like beef and cheddar, and like the cheese is like dripping down on their bosom.
Oh yeah, not their bosom, not a cheesy bosom.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of cleavage, and then it's just gobs of horsey sauce falling on it.
Remember when they did that Carl's Jr. commercial and Paris Hilton was dripping cheeseburger all over that bird cage she's got going on? Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, there was like, to be like a Carl's Jr. girl, that was like a big deal, you know?
For like, 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, Carl's Jr. was like, we know we got a shitty product.
Oh, man. Carl's Jr. is like, dude, I don't think I've ever eaten a Carl's Jr.
Now, you know, in our part of the world, it's called Hardee's. Like,
right.
So Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are the same thing.
It's been years, bro.
Hardee's bit the dust in Cincinnati.
Hardee's was a no-go.
But we got some Carl's Jr.'s out here in L.A., and they're fucking beat, bro. Like,
yeah.
Most of the fast food places are pretty nice out here. You go there and you go in, and shit's like carved into the tables, dude. Yeah,
fuck you.
It's like, there's just like this, there's like one, it's way understaffed, so the people don't give a fuck, and I don't blame them. You know what I mean? They're throwing you to the wolves at Carl's Jr. They spent all that money on a big titty lady to fucking sell you a fucking subpar sandwich. I mean, they're not even, they should be outlawed.
Oh, you know what we got out here, and you're familiar, bro.
What's that?
Rally's is on the way out, dude.
Yeah, Rally's and Checkers, I think that called some parts of the country.
You want to talk about a fast food restaurant that is not only short-staffed, but the staff is actively in a fist fight? You go to a Rally's, bro. You want to see, like... Rally's is like fucking like a indoor music festival. I mean, they got the Beats Pill bumping. People are just screaming. They got a baby in there. I mean, people are losing their fucking minds in the Rally's. There's like a kid working without even a Rally's shirt on just because like he went to work with his dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's just there. He's just like, oh, this is my son. He's going to take your order. I'm on the grill and the drive-thru today. He knows how to push the drinks. Get your own drinks. Here's a fucking real metal knife.
I mean, what are you going to do? But, you know.
You don't eat at Rally's. Nobody does.
You know, in the Arby's verse, Rally's does not exist.
Yeah, dude, that's true. In the Arby's verse, there's no Rally's.
There's no Rally's. There's no Carl's Jr.
But what is the arch nemesis? Because if McDonald's has Burger King as their nemesis, what is Arby's nemesis? Who's battling them, you know?
I mean, the haters.
Yeah, but there's got to be a fast food restaurant battle. In the Arby's verse, there has to be a foil.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're dealing with the pirates from Long John Silver's a lot.
All right, I like that. And I was going to say the Little Caesars Romans, but okay.
They have an alliance with the Romans. Now, the one thing, the reason E.J. Arby's rose to prominence is because he killed Captain D's. he was like, hey, Captain D's, taste these nuts.
You're even sad about it. He killed Captain D's. You know who Captain D's deckhand was?
Who's
Arthur
that?
Treacher.
Oh yeah, yeah. What a soft you bitch. Remember
that fucking bitch. That fucking Jamoke. That's where they came up with the Jamoke shake.
That's true. The original person, EJ Arby Slade, was Roy Rogers. I don't know. Yeah, he fucking whooped his ass.
He also took out Rax.
You know, there's like there's like one Rax still hidden in like Eastern Kentucky and maybe one in Ohio.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, there's this website that has like the last fast food chains, and like this guy wrote a blog, like he drove somewhere like down in Eastern Kentucky to hit up the last Rax and shit.
Damn. Rax was good.
Yeah, Rax was good. They fuck with the roast beef.
No, that's what they are. Rax roast beef.
Yeah, yeah.
They but Arby's just took them out. That Rax did not have the beats. Yeah, I mean, fuck having the meats. Rax was like some banjo playing roast beef. Arby's is like fucking let's dance in this roast beef restaurant.
Rax had some wild commercials. I've watched them on YouTube before. You should give them a watch. They're pretty wild.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Rax, motherfucker.
Rax yourself this.
I know you heard of Arby's, but this is Rax, bitch. We're here to fuck and fight and make loose meat sandwiches for the masses, you fucking slaves.
What?
Rax!
What?
Rax!
What? What?
Guess what we got?
The
we
meats.
Don't got Jamocha shakes. We got regular fucking shakes. Don't come in here talking about Jamocha to me. I'll beat your fucking ass. I'm Richard Rack, man. We make loose meat roast beef sandwiches.
I like how the one feedback that we've gotten on this podcast is people like the comedy talk. And then immediately we're like, let's just double down on Arby's.
Yeah. Our fries are straight.
Oh, so this
Welcome to Rax.
This episode is called Pickleball. I got out there. I played pickleball for the first time.
Holy shit, Papa. Did you see my Instagram story?
I saw that you bought some.
I bought a pickleball set.
Yeah, I bought some. I went to Target, picked up some paddles and balls yesterday, and then I got out there, ran around.
I went to Dick's, man, and let me tell you something. I am psyched. My pickleball partner fell through, and so they've just been sitting here collecting dust. And Sawyer Point, you're familiar with Sawyer Point. Yeah. It's a famous park in downtown Cincinnati, right on the river. They got not one, not two, but 10 pickleball courts set up at Sawyer Point.
Damn, that's a lot.
Two full-size tennis courts, but 10 pickleball courts. They all butt up against each other. And, dude, me and Lee Kimbrell, we go on our little walks. We go on a couple old man walks a week, and we talk about comedy and, you know, whatever's happening, and we try to run bits by each other. And we just stopped and watched all these old men and their wives and these young people, Spanish, black, white. They were all out there hammering pickleballs at each other. And dude, let me tell you something, it looked fucking great. I was like, dude, I gotta get this. I went and bought some, and then it rained and I couldn't play pickleball.
So you haven't been yet?
No, I can't wait, dude. I got a monarch paddle. I got 5 balls. I am ready to fuck somebody up. Nobody
what
wants
about Jeff
smoke.
Tate, is he out there playing it yet?
I haven't seen. I you know what, I should have hit Jeff up because he would have went.
Yeah, I mean, my boy Shane Moss kept talking to me about pickleball, and then my roommate Grant, he knows the rules because his dad's like a pickleball champion or something like that.
Isn't it just tennis?
No, it's different than tennis.
How you mean?
Well,
this is my new voice. Well, I'm Balki Bartakamus.
Once, because you're supposed to play doubles.
Right.
And then one guy starts to serve, and it's got to bounce on your side, and it's got to bounce on the other people's side before they can hit it back.
It's got to bounce on your side?
No, no. when you serve it, it's got to bounce once before they serve it back. And when they serve it back, you got to let it bounce and then hit it back. And then it's free range.
Okay. That's how the olds were playing it. Right. The youngs, they were playing it like fucking tennis. They were hitting the ball up to each other and hitting it back and forth.
Now,
like tennis.
Now where we went
today. I
didn't
know it has to have one hit. So two hits is a point.
Well, you got to, you know, if you don't serve it back, the only person that can score is the person serving. Huh. You know what I mean? If you, right? So when you're serving, you can score. The other team can get the ball back. So the one person, they serve, then it goes the other team, and then they both take a serve, and it. But the first person that serves, their team only goes once. And then it goes 2-2, or it goes 1-1, 1-1, and then back and forth.
Okay.
Does it make any sense?
Nope. Lost me.
Now, where we went today, they were actually the paddle tennis courts, but people had drew the line on there. People had chalked up the court so you could play pickleball on there. But the rest of the dudes there were like shredded playing fucking paddle tennis. And, you know, that was like, that's intense.
Now, is that tennis with a tennis ball and a wood paddle?
It's just paddle tennis is like it's like a shorter court. The court was the same size as a pickleball court, but they're like, it's just shorter tennis or something. And that, you know.
And these guys are going for it.
And they're like all in shape. They're like pickleballs for the olds and the youngs. Right. Like, and you're playing with a wiffle ball type thing.
Yeah, right. That's what I bought. Outdoor.
Yeah.
I would be interested to watch indoor pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there are indoor pickleball. I've read a story. I mean, it's catching on everywhere.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It looks fucking sick. I am psyched. We even got a handball court down there right now.
Yeah, I mean, handball seems like a lot of... I mean, I didn't feel like I was running around too much out there. I mean, you know, there was a couple times where he had like a pretty good volley. I went out there with my boy Shang Wang. Andy Woodhall.
Yeah. You didn't dive? You didn't throw a dive out there?
No, you ain't diving. I'm old man. That'll be the end of me. If I dive once, that's
you're not going to break apart. You're fine. You're tough.
I'm just saying, you skin your shit up, bro.
You got to have some skin sometimes, bro. That's what keeps you young. You got to make sure that immune system's going. You can heal that knee up.
Nah.
I want to see a Davey dive, dude.
But yeah, I'm into the pickleball. I got.
We need to do a Rift City pickleball open.
Pickleball tournament. I mean, yeah. I feel like pickleball, like at the next, like whatever comedy festival I go to, that's like a good daytime activity. I got four paddles.
I got two.
Well, I bought two and then Grant was like, you got to play doubles. So I just went back to Target. I mean, they're like $20 for a set. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I went Dick's. Dude, I saw this at Dick's. There was a pickleball paddle. Check this out. $89.99.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
people are fucking set. Serious, dude. They are serious. No, I bought the starter set, but yeah. There's a $90 pickleball paddle. I was like, The fuck? Like, the fuck, pickleball? How are you going to get me like this, daddy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, you know, even if I play it once a month for the whole year, then that's a pretty good deal, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a great deal. I can't wait. I love you being active. Dude, you know what we need? We need pickleball jerseys for Rift City.
Yeah, dude. I'm into it.
We do. We honestly do.
It says, I'm pickleball. I'm pickle Rick.
Yeah, I'm pickleball.
I'm pickleball Rick.
can we talk about the new Angelina Jolie movie?
All right.
Can I also say I hate the name pickleball? It's got to be something called cooler.
Well, they already got paddle tennis. That's what the other tennis is.
Yeah, but pickleball sounds so fucking hilljack.
Yeah, it does sound real.
I hate hillbilly shit. I hate the name of cornhole. I wish it was just called bags or some beanbag toss. That's fine. Beanbag. Call it. I'm a bag guy. I'm a beanbag guy. Fine. Cornhole.
I'm a beanbag guy.
I'm a beanbag guy. Cornhole.
I take my beans. I put them in my bag.
Yeah, I take my beans. But you know what, dude? It's got to be called something different than pickleball. Don't name my new favorite sport out of a food. Now, this Angelina Jolie movie called Those Who Want Me Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Who Wish Me Dead?
Yeah.
Which one? Want or wish?
Those.
Why are you fingering that microphone?
I'm just touching it.
It's on. I mean, it is. Yeah. Okay. What is it's those that wish me dead or want me dead?
Oh man. The other day I thought of something.
Okay, Pickle Rick, hit me with it.
If there was a comedy, you had Billy Bob Thornton's character from Sling Blade, but he was an insult comedian, and would call it Zing Blade.
All right, I like that. I like that a great deal.
Zing Blade.
Zing Blade is funny, dude.
So they know you want to be, what's the name of that movie? Those who wish me dead.
Wish me dead, not want me dead. This is the first Riff City movie review, and my God, it was bad, not even fun bad. Like how sometimes you'll talk about a movie, like that Nick Cage movie that you were talking about last week, and the week before when you were talking about some other movie, you're like, it's bad, but it's like fun. Like, you know, you can watch it. God, I thought I had high hopes for this Angelina Jolie movie to be that. But the opening dialogue, well, first of all, let me tell you the plot real quick. She's a smoke jumper, which that means she jumps out of a helicopter into a forest fire to fight the forest fire. So that's what she is. And she's I know. I'm just saying for the listener. All
right.
And so she's with all these cool other guys that are smoke jumpers at the beginning of the movie, and they're like hanging out on a picnic table, like riffing, having a good time. She's like, I don't fuck guys. I've seen shit in the woods. Like, she's a guy's girl or whatever. And she's dating the cop of the town in Montana, or she that's her ex.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole thing is these guys that pretend to be firemen go into houses and kill the district attorney of some place in Florida. And now they're going to Montana to kill this other guy. But the movie, the plot is cool, but the movie sucks, Papa.
I mean,
it's bad.
What'd you want from it? I thought it was fine. I don't know why.
I didn't want it to be so shitty.
I don't know. I mean, it was just like
her, Angelina Jolie's whole character arc is that she's a smoke jumper that saw one of her people in her crew burn up, and as she's watching the guy burn up, which is, you know, an occupational hazard, she looks into the woods and there are these three perfectly dressed white children going, help us. Like, why the fuck are they even that far in the woods? They were so far up the mountain when it shows her jump out of the helicopter. They're so far up in the mountain. What are these three little kids doing that get burnt up?
Yeah. I mean, that didn't need to be necessary.
No, we know you're all fucked up. You saw some guy burn up. You don't need the kid element.
Yeah, you didn't need the kid element. That could have been her boyfriend that burned up. That would have made it.
Sure. That would have made it a lot easier.
And
then
the
fighting.
And she would have helped that kid because she's a firefighter. And that's what firefighters do. They're not cops.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she played firefighter well because you believe that she's just a firefighter. And the kid says no cops because, I mean, it's not a spoiler. It's in the plot of the movie. But the kid, the fire people that killed the DA agent, they're going to kill a guy in Montana that's this kid's dad, and the kid's in the car and they kill the dad and the kid gets away and Angelina Jolie helps him out, and it's like, okay, that's the whole plot of the movie. And then a bunch of fucking bullshit happens. A pregnant lady rides a horse for some reason.
They wild out.
I mean, Littlefinger is the main bad guy, and then there's a part where Angelina Jolie's just fighting a guy in a fire, and Angelina Jolie has to weigh up 100 pounds.
Yes.
And this full grown 6'5" man is punching her as hard as he can, and she's not immediately got her head knocked off her shoulders. Mm. It's so crazy.
It's some wild shit.
If that guy punched me, I would have pooped my pants and died. You'd one not. Time if that guy punched me. Yeah. Yeah, I would have been like, take me, Lord. But this guy punches Angelina Jolie 50 times and she's like, run. It's like, get the fuck out of here. These guys are ice cold killers that are shooting people nonstop, tagging them center mass. And they miss her 100 times. I hate movies sometimes. Anyway, my word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Write a review. Come on.
Subscribe. Tell your friend. You know what I want everybody, all the riffers, to do? I want them to go over to their neighbor's house, whether they're in an apartment or in a house in a neighborhood. Go over to your neighbor's house, or when you see your neighbor and you wave to him in the morning before you go to work. Pull your mask down, show your bright yellow Indian corn teeth, and say to your neighbor, hey, there's this podcast I think you should listen to called Riff City. And your neighbor's going to go, what's a podcast? And go, give me your phone. And now you've made friends with your neighbor.
And I mean, now Rand told me off air, but we are getting stickers soon. And we're going to be handing out stickers. And if you get the sticker, you know where you got to put it. You got to put it in an Arby's, bro. You got to put that Riff City.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got to put the Riff City in an Arby's. You have to. You have to. Actually, maybe, I mean, there's nothing against printing this. Maybe I'll put the Arby's logo on the Riff City thing. So maybe now don't just go putting the sticker in an Arby's randomly. Go put it on a soap dispenser. Go put it on a towel thing, but like nice and centered, like really fucking do it.
Yeah.
Make it look official. Put it on a mirror. They're really hard to get off mirrors.
You could have the Arby's hat. And then put our logo in the middle of the hat.
Well, see, I was thinking about putting our logo and then just putting sponsored by Arby's around the circle.
Yeah.
With the Arby's logo. I'm on board with that. On Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to get another cease and desist? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. One day they're cease and desist, and the next day it's a fat check from Arby's.
Yeah, one day Arby's is going to be like, we love you guys. Will you be the new sexy meat voice?
Well, my word of mouth is based on HBO Max. You mentioned it last week. Is the mayor of Easttown, if you like.
Oh, God, it's so good, dude. It fucking rips.
If you like beat. Busted looking white people up to nonsense.
Whoa, watch it, buddy.
You like
they're central Pennsylvanians.
If you like a lady vaping all the time, this is your
love
show.
It.
Yeah,
that's Kate Winslet, dude. That is Titanic boobs, and you shan't speak about her. Let her vape.
She's a vape queen.
She is vaped out, dude. No cigs for mayor. She rules, dude. She looks good. And you know what? Kate Winslet, such a good actress, you forget she's fucking British.
Yeah, she pulls that voodoo on you.
You forget she's a Brit. She's doing the good central Pennsylvanian accent in that.
Yeah, she is.
She's like, yins need to get back inside before I kiss everybody on their damn lips. Mayor is fucking ripping in there, dude. I love Mayor. I love Mayor of Easttown. There's twists, there's turns, there's priests, there's bikes, there's cops, there's robbers. It fucking rules, Mayor of Easttown.
All right, what do you got? You got another word of mouth? I know we put you on the spot.
Mayor of Easttown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're doubling down. It's a rare double down word of mouth.
Oh, man. I love it, dude. I fucking love Mayor of Easttown.
I mean, you did.
You know what? I will. No,
We can do a double Dutch.
Double Dutch. Mayor of Easttown. You got to just go watch it. It's so fucking good. My take on it is I started to watch it because I'll watch all the HBOs. I'll just watch them all.
I watch the and HBOs.
I love the HBOs, and I start watching HBO Max, Hobo Max. I start watching it. I'm like, here we go. And dude, I'll tell you what. Mare took me by fucking surprise. It shocked me. It thunderstruck me. Ooh. It got me in all the, it got me in all my favorite shit is in Mare of Easttown. It's like kind of, it's more real, true detective-y. It's very realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even her relationships with her mom and her kids. Yeah. It's realistic as shit. The daughter's gay. It's got that in there. I mean, it's got everything you've ever needed.
It does have the
it's
gay
got
daughter.
POCs. It's got women of fucking strength. It's got gay daughters. It's got divorce. It's got young and old relationships. I mean, Mayor, you've done it all.
Plus Guy Pearce. Come on.
Plus Guy Pearce. I mean, and it's got Roy from The Office.
Yeah, Roy from The Office. He's menacing.
Bald. He is menacing.
Roy from The Office would have fucked Jim up. You know that.
Oh, man. He would have beat Jim's teeth down.
He would have beat him.
He would have came man, in that there.
One, you ever see that episode of The Office? Him and his brother like fucked that bar up and shit?
Yeah. That also in The Office, at that point, I was like, what the fuck are they doing? This is like, this is insane what they're doing.
I mean,
the brother just hawks a shot glass into the mirror at the bar.
Yeah, yeah, they were fucking wild dudes, but they would have whooped Jim's ass. Let's be real. Oh,
let's be real. It wouldn't have stopped with a guy who would fuck a bar up like that just getting maced. What he would have done is he would have gotten maced, gotten thrown off the property, and then found out where Jim lived and beat him to death.
I mean, yeah, it's Scranton. It's not that far away from Mare of Easttown, you know?
Dude, it's right by Mare, dude. It's like 45-minute drive from Mare.
Yeah, Roy would have tuned fucking Jim up.
Him and his brother would currently be a Dateline episode about like how they killed a fucking guy because they got maced.
Yeah.
They would have been like, yeah, we saw the problems coming. They did tear up this bar.
Yeah.
And then his ex-fiance was kissing this guy at work, and then they beat him to death. They stabbed him 45 times in the head. They would have killed the shit out of Jim's little skinny ass, dude. Krasinski's got abs now. All right.
Yeah. He's Jack Ryan. That was before he was Jack Ryan.
Yeah, it was way before he was Jack Ryan when he had a fucking bowl cut and would have got his fucking teeth pulled out by Roy, dude. Roy would have fucked his ass up. If you think Roy would have fucked Jim up, like, share, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. Tell us Roy would have beat the dog shit out of Jim and then murdered him later. This is Rip City. I'm Rand Barnacle. That's Dave Waite. Fuck off, Jim.
Fuck off, Jim.
Yeah.